My grandfather, Jack Wilson, kept a pub in northeast Manchester called the Derby Inn. There was a nominal irony in his being a Catholic landlord. He followed tradition in having an Irish wife, Mary Ann Finnegan, from Tipperary. He had a large appetite for traditional Lancashire dishes, hot pots, steak and cowheel pie, Eccles cakes, black puddings. He was pointed at in the street as a man who could eat a tater pie as big as his yed. I was brought up on the same diet, though I've always found black puddings, which are balls of fat and blood polished with oil, far too rich for a naturally weak stomach. I have, in the long voyage from childhood to a kind of retirement in the Catholic Principality of Monaco, sort of homing, really, tackled most of the cuisines of the world. But as Lin Yutang said, we are finally loyal to the food of our youth, and this is perhaps what patriotism means. In exile, I can cook dishes like hot pot, meat and potato pie, steak pie with cowheel. A Bolton speciality, as Jeanne Moreau, who has Bolton blood, reminded me. I cannot get Eccles cakes, nor the pork sausages sold by Seymour Meads on Princess Road, Manchester. But I go on missing them. Graham Greene, exiled in Antibes, feels as I do about the British pork sausage, which the French scorn as a mere ungarlicky boudin. Fish and chips are everywhere now, but they're essentially a Lancashire matter, not even a national one. There are none like those that came out of the huge, square, seething vats of the Manchester chip shops. Lancashire used to be famous for shops which provided an instant meal to take home. Meat pies with gravy poured in hot from a jug, tripe and cow heels, above all, fish and chips. Lancashire housewives worked in the cotton mills, where their delicate fingers were preferred to the clumsier and more expensive digits of men. They had no time to cook, except on Sundays, the great day of the roast with potatoes under, rice pudding with a brown skin on, rhubarb and custard. The shops stood in for them.